When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. This is The Promised Land with Scott Saunders, speaking just after, about half an hour-ish, after Manchester United have won their opening game of the Premier League season against Fulham 1-0 at Old Trafford. Joshua Zirkzee with a goal on his debut. Well taken. Really, really well taken. A 1-0 win. And look, I'm going to start the podcast by just taking you back to last season and trying to remind you of how rare a feeling this was. Not in terms of winning matches, but just winning matches without any worries or hangover. Do you remember? You know, this time last season, I think it was on a Monday night, United played Wolves, and they did win 1-0 with a late goal from Rafa Varane. So there are some similarities between the two. But United got absolutely like outplayed. All of the problems that you saw throughout last season were displayed on that night. And there were maybe some suggestions of that those problems coming up again tonight. But we saw a lot more positives throughout this Fulham game. And yeah, I just wanted to say, like, how many times last season do you remember sitting there to yourself thinking, oh, okay, United have won a game and I don't have any worries? Bit different. It's a little bit different, isn't it? I don't have many anyway. There are of course things to work on, and I will talk about those because there's plenty to work on, of course. Timing is not ideal with injuries and lack of fitness and players coming back at different times into preseason training, and Matthias De Ligt coming off the bench because he's barely had any football. He's been on the bench for the Netherlands all summer and been out of Bayern's plans in preseason. Zirkzee, similar kind of things. He's joined and obviously not had much of a preseason with United either, although a little bit more than De Ligt. But yeah, I think there were positives tonight. There were positives and things to work on for United and things to maybe look at in comparison to times last season and think, okay, I could see that better. You know, I could see improvement there. And this is even while, you know, a lot of the players that I think will be playing in this team are not fully fit or fully functioning. Obviously, there's no Rasmus Højlund. Zirkzee probably would have started that game had he had more football in his legs beforehand. You know, there's obviously the question about Casemiro. I'm seeing, you know, people praising his performance. I think he did a lot of good things tonight, but I think you see a lot of issues with Casemiro in midfield as well. But, you know, bringing on Johnny Evans towards the end, Matthias De Ligt barely getting any football. Nusair Mazraoui, I would like to talk about him at some point later in the pod as well. I thought he was brilliant. I really did. And he's barely had any football. So he looked like he needed to come off after, you know, midway through the second half. And he did eventually. But he'll build his fitness up. And Erik ten Hag has said as much, you know, when his fitness is built up, you'll see a lot better player and better performances. And I think that's the case for a lot of players as well. So look, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already and you're seeing this for the first time or hearing this for the first time. I'm not sure how that works on Apple and Spotify. You probably do have to subscribe to the pod to hear this on audio. I don't know. I haven't subscribed to a podcast for a while. Anyway, please do that and subscribe on YouTube as well. The Promised Land, a Manchester United podcast. I will post as often as I can throughout the weeks and months ahead, hopefully through the rest of the season. Hopefully Man United make me feel good and I'll be able to come on and talk positively about what I've been seeing on the pitch. But yes, look, let's kick off this one with... Well, I've already kicked it off, haven't I? Because I've said, think back to how many times you had this feeling last season. And I will add on this section, actually. I've tweeted this. The good thing about winning on a Friday night, especially at the start of the season, is that you don't have too much to be concerned about and you can put your feet up. You can enjoy your weekend. You can watch Liverpool go into that banana skin game against newly promoted Ipswich at Portman Road tomorrow and think, there's a chance here. We'll see until Mohamed Salah scores. I don't know. But you can then go into as much football as you want to watch throughout the weekend. Chelsea play Man City on Sunday as well. You can put your feet up and think, all right, I can just enjoy this knowing that United have done the business. And they did the business because of Joshua Zirkzee, who came on and... Look, I've got to be honest. Up until that moment where he dropped into midfield or into the middle of the pitch and picked up the ball and... You know, in the lead up to his goal, he picked up the ball in the middle, turned, pivoted a bit, and then pushed it out to the right. Eventually finished the cross from Garnacho. And it was a brilliant finish, by the way. Really, really, really good. Deft, I think maybe is the word for it. Hopefully, Ruven Nistelrooy's been teaching him a thing or two. But look, Joshua Zirkzee is not renowned, really, for his goal scoring prowess. He only scored 11 goals last season for Bologna. I speak to people who've watched him, you know, at work, and I have friends who are big Serie A fans who rave about him, who told me, look, for 34 million quid or however much it was, he'll be a bargain, and he's a really, really talented player. I think you can see it in the way that he carries the ball. Just looks kind of silky, quite slick, which is interesting and maybe opposite to what you'd expect out of a guy who's 6'4". But I think the thing for me was I didn't really see enough of that for the first 20 minutes or so that he was on the pitch until he actually got involved in the goal. I think there were like one or two moments where he touched the ball 12 times overall, I think. But there were very fleeting moments where he actually touched the ball and got involved. And I thought back up to the point where he scored and I was like, oh, look, I'm seeing a lot of old habits where remember Rasmus Højlund last season wasn't really getting involved in play too much because players weren't passing to him. I kind of had that feeling before Zirkzee got involved in the build up to that goal and eventually finished it. And it's just funny that that happened at that time for me because, you know, it's just... it's just really nice. Look, I'm filming this at 10:30 in the night. Apologies if I tail off in what I'm saying and I lose my train of thought because, as you know, I'm quite used to doing this bouncing off Rob, but you know, I'm gonna try and do my best to get through this. But yeah, just wanted to say on that actually. I hope, and I don't know if this is the case yet, but I hope. I think it is the case that there was a piece for Rob in the program for the game tonight. I wasn't up there, so I haven't had access to this, but I do hope because I have been in touch with a few people to try and make that happen. So fingers crossed it did happen. But yeah, you know, let's get back to Joshua Zirkzee because he was the guy who came on and made the difference. He was the guy who came on and scored the goal. And just delighted. He seemed delighted with it in his post-match interview as well, which was really awkward, by the way. I thought the line of questioning was quite odd on Sky Sports, if you've seen it. Odd night all round for Sky Sports, which maybe I'll talk about in a little bit as well. But yeah, the important thing is that he has made an impact. He scored at the Stretford end, and it's a big moment for him, and it gets things off to a good start for him. And obviously, he's not a out-and-out number nine as you know it. And I'm sure that we will come to understand that over the next weeks and months. But maybe he will be the type of player who can knit the forward line together because there's not enough goals coming from that forward line, and there wasn't last season. Maybe there were times tonight where, you know, the Alejandro Garnacho missed an open goal, for example. Marcus Rashford passed him the ball. I think a confident Marcus Rashford takes that shot on and scores it, but maybe his lack of confidence meant he passed it. I don't know. But maybe Joshua Zirkzee is the type of player who can maybe drop in and help those guys, you know, contribute more in terms of numbers and goals and assists, or put them in more threatening positions so they can score goals. So, yeah, we didn't really see a lot of that in terms of how he would knit the play together and knit the attack together tonight, but he did make the difference in terms of scoring the goal, which won the game. So really, really good start for him, and absolutely delighted that he's made an impact straight away. And he got the Player of the Match award, but I think I'll just run through quick some good performances or strong performances, I thought, coming out of that team. Harry Maguire was... He went off with what looked like cramp or something. But as much as I don't think Harry Maguire is going to be the ideal centre-back for United, I thought he was not flawless tonight, because there were some moments where he would get the ball and just lump it, which is not the ideal thing to do in like pressure situations. Ideally, you want to play your way out of trouble and not knock it into row H or something like that in the stands. But just generally overall, I think there are a lot of key contributions from him. He looked strong. He looked dominant in the air. He was, he made that interception. I think it was him when Andreas Pereira was running through on goal, and he was up against him and another player in a 2-on-1. But Harry Maguire was really good. Casemiro had a mixed bag of a night, I think, but there were definitely some things he did really well. But I think there were moments tonight where you could see, especially in the opening 20 minutes, I kind of thought, oh God, are we getting this again? Because a lot of erroneous passing, not just from him, it was from a lot of people. But I think, maybe I'll say this, I don't think we can see Casemiro for 60 games a season playing in that role. But there were definitely some... He played a lot better tonight than I think he did in moments last season. Threatened the air, obviously, made some crucial tackles, and, you know, tried to cover the ground where he could. And I thought, look, a positive performance from him, I think. And he wasn't the only one either. But the guy I wanted to talk about most was... I'm trying to think if I'm going to miss anybody out before I get to this. Done Zirkzee. Done Maguire. I'll come up with Lucho Martinez in a bit, because I thought he had a weird night. And I hope he just needs to iron out some bad habits, because there were some weird moments from him. Very uncharacteristic to what I've seen before. But let's do his old Ajax teammate, Nusair Mazraoui. I thought he was brilliant, honestly. I really did. Coming in at right back, I didn't know to start with whether it would be Mazraoui right back and Dalot left back, or the other way around. It turned out it was that way around. I don't know, maybe it's because Adama Traore was on the right wing for Fulham, and that is not a nice debut to receive. And maybe Dalot would be maybe more, having played against him more frequently, I guess, maybe more used to or aware of the threat that he could cause. But Mazraoui, I think, I'm really impressed. I really was. And I think if you can get a player like that who can come in with displaying all of those like fundamental basics, like as a given, that's a big thing. I think both defensively and in possession and going forward, I think he was quite useful. I say useful, maybe that's underselling him, but I thought he was good. There were moments tonight where he kind of stick a leg out, whether it was like behind him or to the side, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of Aaron Wan-Bissaka. I'm not saying he's the same player, but or has traits, so maybe it's just me yearning for those old days where Wan-Bissaka would, yeah, they call them spider legs, right? Stick out a leg and just win the ball back. I think Mazraoui did it a couple of times, but obviously, I think the important thing is that United need ball players. And he did display that. He really did. I think in possession, I was pretty confident. after a few minutes that, okay, this guy is, you know, he's a level up. Let's just say that. I think he really displayed whether he's going to play right or left for as long as Luke Shaw is out. I'm not sure, but he really displayed that, as Ten Hag has said as much in the last few days in press conferences, that he's essentially press resistant. He's good on the ball. He can get out of sticky situations. He's good in, like, I think United need more players like this. And for 15 million quid or however much it was, you know, just really solid, sound, good debut from him. Really pleased with that. And as Ten Hag said as well, he needs a bit more time. He needs a bit more match practice to be able to perform at a better level than he did tonight. But that'll come in time. That'll come in time. That'll come in practice. That'll come in match minutes. That'll come with fitness, extra fitness, you know. And I think that's a good asset that United have got there. We didn't see too much of Matthijs de Ligt, but obviously he came on for the last 10 minutes. I was secretly hoping that he would start the game tonight because I like him. I'm pretty high on this signing and I'd like to see him involved as much as possible. Wasn't to be from the start, but again, there's a lack of minutes for him. He was away with the Netherlands over the Euros and didn't play at all.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
And he's been out of the team with Bayern as they've been trying to sell him for the last few weeks to United. So he needs some time. He needs to build things up as well. But just good overall. Obviously, it would have been nice to see Lenny Yoro. We did see him before the game on crutches. He'd be out for a few months. But that is another positive. Look, there's... Let's just say that the three signings that we've talked about there that did play tonight, I think maybe not in De Ligt's case so much because he only played for 10 minutes or so, but Mazraoui and Xerxes have made good impacts tonight. And I think that is that maybe a suggestion that recruitment's changed. I don't know. Maybe I'm reacting a little bit early, but Xerxes' finish, Xerxes' quality, like he just looks really silky on the ball. He looks like he can carry it. And I think we knew this already. But if he can offer as deadly a finish as he did in the final third as well, then that's fantastic. But yeah, Mazraoui I was really impressed with as well. And just overall pretty happy. Now, I thought Mason Mount had a spell in the game before he got taken off where he looked actually like he was starting to influence the game. Obviously the big thing with him is that there's been questions asked about where he fits in, how he makes an impression on this team. And it's not actually too obvious, but he got 60 minutes or so tonight. And I think as the game went on, he became more influential within it. And then he was taken off, but I think that's minutes management. And obviously he's down the pecking order as well. So he did make sense to be the player to be taken off when he was. But hopefully we can see more of him. But I'm listing all these players here and I'm thinking, all right, if you can get good levels of performance out of this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, I'm going to name more than 11 players here, and I'm going to start thinking about like the squad game on the whole. So United need a squad. They really do. And they need players who are going to come in and interchange and the level not to drop off too much. So generally just happy tonight, but let's just talk about, talk about United's game in itself. Because the first 20 minutes was not great, I want to say. They looked at they were quite slow to get out of the blocks. It looked like for a while that Fulham were just going to ascend and run through the game and be in control of it. And they did have their moments throughout the game, obviously. But, you know, United, from about 25 minutes-ish, I think, or 20 minutes, they assumed control. And then what we started to see was cohesion. I think cohesion and competence. And it wasn't for too long. It was maybe about a 40-minute spell either side of halftime. So 20, 25 minutes before the half and then maybe up to the hour. We saw cohesion. We saw a plan. We saw a press that worked. They hemmed Fulham in for large periods of that middle third of the game. And I thought that was quite encouraging. Now, maybe it's to do with the system that Ten Hag chose to play. Maybe it's to do with the system without a striker. Maybe it's to do with Casemiro and Mainoo being the two in there. You're having two wide players and then two false nines, number 10s, or whatever they are in Mount and Bruno Fernandes. But that unit started to exert dominance. And I'm like, how often do we say dominance in relation to Man United games? We talk about them getting dominated, but not too often them dominating other teams and hemming them in, especially like in the middle of matches. So I think there was just a sign there for me tonight that maybe things are starting to work and things are starting to click. Obviously it wasn't for too long, because when the changes were made and Xerxes came in, I think we saw a regression to the football of last season, the basketball of last season. And then there were suggestions after those changes were made that, look, United had opened themselves up and they decided, I think they had to be a little bit more adventurous and start to go for it, especially after they'd made a couple of chances already. And I think the two of them fell to Bruno Fernandes and he shot them both at Bern Leno. They were like, really, you got to be taking those chances. And Bruno probably knows that as well. But if you don't take them and time ticks on, then maybe you have to change things up, because they weren't making chances with like clear cut chances with regularity and that kind of thing. But it was maybe time for a change. And I think we all want to see Xerxes anyway. So Ten Hag made those changes. But I think what we saw after that was maybe the moment of concern was from that 60 minute patch for the next 20 ish. I don't know. I don't have the times down exactly. But there were throwbacks to maybe last season in the sense of the basketball which came out, the fact that turnovers were happening and then there were opposition players who were able to run at either one player or just a defensive unit with lots of space in front of them, lots of grass in front of them to run into. And then obviously that turns into threats for the opposition and chances for them. But, you know, I think we should hope to maybe see less of that and maybe more of what we saw in the middle third of the game. But maybe it depends on how United will end up playing with a striker. I'm not entirely sure yet. But look, I think overall we're looking at a positive night here, but there just were some causes for concern at moments and at times. So you've got to be definitely aware of those, and I think United and the staff have to be aware of those. But in the end, I think the job was done, and it could have been more comfortable. It could have been a hell of a lot less comfortable. But it all in all, I think this is a game that the most important thing tonight, no matter the performance, was that United won it and they took 3 points. And the good thing about this is that we've taken some positives to go along with it. And maybe I've missed some positives. I don't know. Like, let me know in the comments what you thought on the game, because I thought there were a lot of things that I think were improved on last season for spells. I'll say for spells, because there was other things which were maybe hangovers from last season, which do need to get eradicated. But I think United deserve maybe a bit of leeway, given the players aren't all there yet. When you think about it, really, we all know how many signings United have needed to make over the summer. And from the start of the game, I think we only got to see one. And that was Mazraoui, and he was rushed in because United have no fit left back. So we were mainly dealing with the team that we saw last season outside of Mazraoui. And how can you expect too many changes to come with the same group of players that you were using last year? You know what I mean? So that's important to consider as well. And I know that if United hadn't have won that game or whatever, and maybe it'll still happen, I'm not sure, they probably would have got, criticized for it. But yeah, Ten Hag's got to do a good job with these players. He's got to develop a style of play. He's got to keep winning as well. But really, we all know that like personnel needs changing, and especially in the back line and in that number six position, maybe next to Kobbie Mainoo as well. And that's the basis of your entire team, isn't it? So that, I think that'll come in time. United have signed two defenders and neither of them started, or two centre backs and neither of them started the game, obviously with Yoro's injury. And Mazraoui is half fit, and he was really good. I thought he was really good. So there are a number of positives, and I think what we should do as people who've watched that game is just think, okay, good. At least we don't have to worry for this week, which is a good thing. Now, I'll wrap up soon enough, because I don't want to keep these too long after the game. But I thought it was really weird tonight. Really weird, the sense that Sky Sports were... The whole Sky Sports thing. it was really bizarre. They went through, and look, if you watch this on TV, maybe you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, and you went to the game, or you watch on another TV channel or whatever, or you just didn't watch the coverage at all, I found it really odd. I've seen some people tonight tweeting, like, I just like a year off of Gary Neville. I like Gary Neville as a pundit, but he really seemed hot on the negatives. He really did. And it was difficult to watch. They did this whole spiel before the game, as they do in their pre-match coverage as well, where they talked about United's transfer window, and Gary Neville in game was talking about it as well, how like United don't have or haven't signed fast defenders, so that means that they can't press too high. And then obviously, but you're playing with Harry Maguire and Lichan Martinez, and you saw that last season. And you didn't really see Lichan Martinez last season either. So, you know, they didn't really mention De Ligt and the fact that he actually has a little bit of pace going behind him. And they didn't even mention Lenny Yoro at all. Like, United have actually addressed these troubles that they were talking about tonight on the telly. United have addressed them. It's just they're unlucky in the fact that one of them has an injury. And I've seen the report from The Athletic today of... United knew about Lenny Yoro's metatarsal injury before, which seemed to confirm a report from a few weeks ago that PSG didn't go for him because they knew he had an injury. And what? So are we saying now that United are not going to sign Lenny Yoro because he has a metatarsal injury or a metatarsal concern for a few months, when you could get 10, 15 years out of one of the most promising centre-backs in Europe? I don't know, man. I don't know. But look... Yeah, just some weird stuff tonight, I think. But all in all, guys, I think that was a good start. I think it was a good start. Positive start. Plenty to work on, as you know. And I'm sure everyone will admit as well, it was not perfect, but encouraging at least. And what we've, that good feeling that we've had throughout the summer, built up through new leadership, a good transfer window, sensible decisions in the market, that good feeling that we've had built up, we can now carry through. And what you want to do is start to build momentum. They mentioned vibes after the game. Keep good vibes. I don't like the word vibes, but vibes. Keep those vibes going for as long as you can. Because what we didn't want tonight was United fall into a 1-0 defeat and then being right back where we were last season. We did not want that at all. And I think that is it's the most important thing tonight, that Joshua Zirkzee popped up and scored a deft little finish to earn United the points and put them top of the league for 12 hours, 14 hours, 16 hours at least, if I push it a bit. But look, that was one win down, another 37 of those in the Premier League, and United might win the league. Who knows? That's not going to happen, is it? But, you know, good things, good signs, good signing. Two signings who have made positive contributions and good impacts on their debuts. And that's not always been the case down the years. It's taken a long time for some signings to get in and even make an impact. Some of them don't even make an impact at all. So to see two players make an impact that you notice straight away is a positive thing, and maybe it reverts back to the profiling of the players that they're bringing in. Or maybe I'm overreacting and it's only been one game and everything will be terrible next week, but I don't know. I'll wrap it there, guys. I've been going nearly half an hour now. So that's my bottom line. It's just a good thing, and a good thing that United have won. And it's just important to remember that this feeling has not always been there over the last year or so. So it is a positive start. Let me know your comments on YouTube. Get in the comments. Please send me your thoughts, your thoughts on the game, what needs to happen, what needs to improve, who played well, who didn't. And get in touch with me on Twitter as well, at @_ScottSaunders. I'm on Instagram and TikTok at as well. And subscribe to the channel as well. Apple and Spotify, you can find us, The Promised Land, Man United Podcast, also known as TPL. And subscribe on YouTube. And that will be it from me. I'll be back early in the week to talk about whatever's happening. Hopefully get some news and developments on Manuel Ugarte at some point soon as well. But look, enjoy your weekend of Premier League football or whatever you're doing over your weekend. And just know that United have started the season positively, and that is a good thing. So until next time, everyone, I'm Scott. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, and see you soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.